They are all going to be playing on Saturday night at the Park Bar. We are almost ready to go live with Ronnie McNair in the studio. Wanted to remind you that up at Woodruff's tonight, Nipsilani, the afternoon rounds and a band called the Crooked Little Reason are going to be playing. That's happening tonight up in Ypsilanti at Woodruff's. The Groove Council have a show at Chili's in Canton. That's on Hayes Road Friday night. And Tony Paris, Maybe Texas, and the Flatland Stars are playing Friday night at the New Dodge. David Gerald's got his regular gig at the Greektown Casino at the Eclipse Club on Friday night, and Bobby Pinnock is playing the Crazy Wisdom Bookstore and Tea Room in Ann Arbor Friday night. I already told you about Lucy Brown at playing at the Keju Cafe. The Long-Haired Freaks, Ray Gunn and Eddie Cooper and the Exit Band are going to be playing Saturday night at the New Way Bar. And Thornetta Davis has a gig out at Guy Halloran's on Plymouth Road in Ann Arbor Saturday night. Wow, what a weekend. Bill Gogan's, we're going to roll into Eddie Cooper in the Exit Band, who have a gig at the New Way Bar. We're listening to Because by Eddie Cooper in the background. And again, they are going to be playing with Long-Haired Freaks and Ray Gunn at the New Way Bar. Orbison's have a show at PJ's Lager House Saturday night, and with them is a band from Grand Rapids called Gunner and the Grizzly Boys, and a band called Bill Grogan's Goat. Darn it, I didn't get to this one. They are going to be playing Dick O'Dowd's, the Irish Public House, which is on Maple Road in Birmingham. I should have played that during the World Show. Good band. They do Irish music. And there is a very interesting premiere of a DVD from Wonderland. This is a performance that was done down at the Russell Complex and recorded, and is now got a DVD out, and it's going to be happening at the Redford Theater. They're having their world premiere of this DVD. They're also going to have performances by many of the actors and actresses that were in the show and have the Wonderland Band perform. And if I remember correctly, Rabib from the Electric Lions was the one who wrote most of the music for that event. And he is going to be part of the show at Park Bar with the Electric Lions on Saturday night. So this is a small community in Detroit where music is played and people get out and support it. You should join it, because without your support, the clubs go away, the bands break up. And it is really important to support live music, because it really is the way music is meant to be seen or heard. Music meant to be heard, I guess that's correct. We are about to go live in the studio with Ronnie McNair, lead singer from the Four Tops. We'll be doing a keyboard and synthesizer thing, but we're not quite ready. I want to remind you that this is WHFR Dearborn, the station making waves, and I'll let you listen to a little bit of Eddie Cooper and the Exit Band, who got a gig at the New Way Bar Saturday night. Please get out and support live music. All right, we are ready to go live in the studio. Are you ready, Mr. White?
Hey, we are ready to go with the Motor Live Drive at 5 today as part of our five-year anniversary. This is five-year anniversary part two with our 225th performance here on the Motor Live Drive at 5. You can't hear any? Okay. No?
We can't hear you.
Alan, could you check with the...
Okay.
Is it okay? No. In fact, you take over, Peg. Let's find out.
Okay. I've got a number.
We can't hear him.
You can't hear Mr. White?
No, we can hear the headphones, just not Mr. White. We can't hear the booth.
Well, we are having a little technical difficulties. As Mr. White said, this is the part two of an amazing anniversary, fifth anniversary. Okay, we're going to try to turn up his headphones here. And I did hear Mr. McNair in the studios. All right, now can we go?
All right, now are we ready to rock? Are we ready to go?
Ready to rock. You're kind of loud now.
Oh, right. Well, now I'll just step back just a little bit. We are on the five-year anniversary of our 225th performance. And in our studio today, we have Ronnie McNair here at our Live Drive at 5 studios. Are you there, Ronnie?
I'm here, Mr. White. What's going on, man?
Oh, everything is going on. Everything is good. In fact, why don't we just get the music started up? What are you going to play for us today?
We're going to warm up on a tune called In the Evening, then the Lou Rawls Way.
All right.
In memory of Lou Rawls. Here we go.
In the evening, baby, when the sun goes down. In the evening, baby, when the sun goes down. Don't get lonesome when your lover ain't around. Last night, I lay sleeping, thinking to myself. Last night, I lay sleeping, thinking to myself. Thought you loved me, but found I should love somebody else. Well, the sun rises in the east, sets down in the west. Sun rises in the east, y'all, sets down in the west. Ain't it hard to tell who would love you? Get up early in the morning, go to the kitchen, ready for a good hot breakfast. Send you on your way. So you can put in 8 hot hours on your job, but your baby will be gone, you gone by yourself. On the work, put in 8 hot hours, come home and ready for a good hot supper. From out some of that good old whip steak and home cooked soul food. In the evening, after 8 hours on your job. When you walk through the house, don't hear no pot clanking on the stove. Don't smell no aromas from the kitchen. Then you really start to worry. You walk through the house, get the kids again, I fall in your eye. You want some neck bones, or some ham hocks, or some pigtail, or some oxtail, or some red beans and rice, or some black-eyed peas, collard greens. Talk about some tenders and some candy. The air on the side when the sun goes down. Gonna get no fun, lonesome with your lover, hey. In the evening, when the sun goes down.
Right, Ronnie McNair, right here on the Motor Live Drive at 5 today. Oh, now Ronnie, you've got a long history in Motor City music, don't you?
It's pretty.
Ellen.
They said pretty. What they're saying, they said pretty fair for a square.
All right. Yeah. So you've done all kinds of things. In fact, your current day job is with the Four Tops as the lead singer, aren't you?
Well, no. What happened was I sing some of the lead, but the main lead singer now is a guy named Spike and Harold Barnhart. But the story goes, when I started, I was playing keys with them. George Roundtree was the MD, and he just passed. And, you know, we want everybody to remember George Roundtree. He was a great, great pianist, great arranger, and great musical director. But he was had got sick with a kidney ailment. And so Obie Benson was like my mentor, my big brother in the Four Tops, and he brought me in to play keys while George Roundtree went out on a sick leave. So while I was there, I was kind of like a side man, really, and George came back, so they wanted me to stay to in case he might go into toxic shock or something like that. They said, hey, man, we want you to stay and be a safety valve for us, because if anything happens with George, we want you to, we know you can step in. So anyway, around 4 months later, Levi, the lead singer, got sick. And we were performing in South Carolina, and we were the Beach Boys were headlining. We were opening up for the Beach Boys, and then they came to me and said, hey, man, you hear the news? Said, Levi's sick, can't do the show. I said, well, what are we going to do? He said, we don't know what we got to do, man. So I said, what if I put my tuxedo on and just go up there and be the fourth man? Will we get paid? And the manager said, yeah, man, and if it's four men up there. I said, well, I can do it. So he said, can you, man? I said, yeah, I'm not going to keep just standing around doing this, you know, because I was standing around as a safety man because Jordan was back. So he said, well, man, I'd love to just do 40 minutes. So he called Duke, and Duke said, Ronnie, can you do it? I said, look, man, I'm not going to keep just standing around, you know. So anyway, before I could put my tuck on, the valet guy that handled the clothes said, come here, man. See, can you wear this suit? And he threw Levi's suit on me, and the pants fit. I had to wear them low though, so I wouldn't flood. And Levi had long arms, and his coat fit, and I had my own tuxedo shoes, and I went right out. And at that time, Theo Peoples, one of the greatest singers I ever met in my life, was the fourth guy, because he took over when Lawrence Payton died. And Theo had never sang all the songs either. He sang one song on the show that he did. And he and I, we stepped up, and I told Theo, I said, man, if you get stuck, because he had that strong voice to do the Levi kind of stuff. I'm more of a Marvin Gaye type singer. So I said, if you get stuck, man, just look over at me. I'll start singing, because I've been studying Motown since I was 10, 11 years old. And then you come back in. Anyway, we went out and we did three nights straight, man. And I haven't, and so that was in July of 2000. And 2001, January, Levi retired, and I became a full-fledged Four Top in July of 2001. So.
All right. And you're going out on tour tomorrow?
Yeah, we leave tomorrow, going to Palm Springs and somewhere else in Nevada, yeah.
Right. Well, I'm glad to have you in today. Can we get some more music while you're here?
Yeah, we're going to do a little Motown medley before I do some things from my album, and we're going to do this.
All right.
This is
what are you gonna?
What we call this, man, Motown medley?
Yeah.
Okay. Incidentally, this is Drew Schultz that's on drums with me, and he's the drummer with us in the Four Tops.
Oh, yeah?
But he also plays with me when I'm doing my solo gigs. So here we go.
Each day through my window, watch her as she passes by. Say to myself, my, what a lucky guy, oh yeah, to have a girl like her, really a dream come true, baby. Out of all the fellas in the world, she belongs to you, yeah. But it was just my imagination. Once again, running away with me. It was just my imagination, running away with me. So we'll be married and have a family. have a house in the country, two kids, baby, one little baby, two little babies, three little babies. And I can visualize it all, girl. Yes, I can, yeah. Must be a dream, cause it's far too real, it seems. But it was just my imagination once again, running away with me. It was just my imagination running away with me, running away with me, running away with me. I remember
saxophone has just walked in the door. Mr. Darryl Wakefield. He also plays with the great singer Kim. Darryl, you ready to do a solo right here? Come on, my man. Darryl Wakefield, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that sounded great. In fact, gotta let our audience know that the horn player, he just drove in, parked in the lot, walked in, put out a pair of headphones, and went into his solo. So, so this is the real thing.
Really? I say that's what you call a professional. You
that's
know,
he, for sure.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, he and I, we grew up together in the same church. We were in a Pentecostal church out of Pontiac, Michigan called Triumph. The church, Kingdom of God in Christ. So we grew up together. We really know each other. And I went on to be with the Four Tops, and he's, like I said, he travels with Kim. Now, the
Kim
great
Weston?
Jazz singer, huh?
Kim, yeah.
Kim. Yeah, not Kim Weston. Did you say Kim? No. Kim. Kim is K-E-M.
Okay, Alan, could you boost his mic a little bit?
Who's mic?
Ronnie.
Oh, he's all right.
Okay. Yeah. You talk a little bit louder. I can barely hear you in here.
I'm hugging the mic.
All right. Well, we'll get you. Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're just a quiet voice. You're a quiet, soft-spoken man. Okay. But tell you what, one thing I wanted to get, you've been playing in the area for, since the 60s.
Not really, 70s.
70s?
Yeah.
Well, give us a little bit of history on who Ronnie McNair really is.
Well, when I was about 10 or 11 years old, my dad bought my mother a new piano. My mom could play. She played in church. And he bought a new piano, and 6 weeks free lessons came with it from Grinnell Brothers.
All right.
And so I was the oldest kid. I had a brother and a younger sister, and they put me in the lessons, and I did not want to do it, man. I'm telling you, I did not want to take piano lessons and mess up my going out and playing with the guys and hanging out, especially on Saturdays. We would go to the show on Saturdays, and I had to do piano lessons. But I'm thankful today that they gave me, a profession that I can make money with, and where I didn't want to do it then, I'm so grateful now. But as time went on, I started playing, and when I was taking my piano lessons, I told them, I said, I'm tired of playing this lullaby and all this stuff that I was learning on the piano books. So my piano teacher said, well, what do you want to do? I said, I want to play what I hear on the radio. He said, well, you got to learn this if you want to play on the radio. And I said, well, if I got to learn this, I don't want to play no more. And so my mom and dad stopped spending the money, because I went on for 6 more months after the 6 weeks free lesson. They stopped spending the money. So I started playing on my own, and I start tending to play toward my left hand playing bass. And my right hand would be, when I listen to the radio, my left hand could only be the bass, and my right hand would be everything else I heard on the record, the horns, the singing, and everything else. So I kind of developed a left hand bass type playing for myself through the years. And when I graduated from high school, I started meeting a lot of these guys at Motown and a lot of the musicians. Some of the Funk Brothers, I met them young. And I recorded my first record when I was 17, called Sitting in My Class, Watching the Girl in the Next Row. I was flunking data processing. Well, I got a D, I might as well be flunking. And I was watching this girl over there. I just kept staring at her all the time. And I wrote that song, and it became a classic overseas, matter of fact. The people that I recorded it with never really released it here, but it became a classic overseas right now. Matter of fact, if you go on eBay, past years, if you found original 45 copy of that song, Sitting in My Class, it went for $2,000. And today on eBay, it's going for like $800 or $900 if you find an original copy.
Oh, they love it. They love Detroit music overseas.
Yeah, there's Northern Soul over there. I mean, it's just it's fantastic, man. I've been over there and performed, and this is a funny story I got to tell you here. When I went overseas for my first time for myself, first time I went overseas, I was playing with Ike and Tina Turner. I played with them in 1972. I was out of high school, and I got a job with them. I played keyboards for about 2 months with them. Did a tour of Western Europe, England. But in 1987, I got to go over there on my own, and I had an album out called Love Suspect. But as I was performing, the crowd kept hollering out to me, sitting in my class. Now, you know, that blew my mind, because I was 17 years old when I did it. Now, I'm just 20 years later. I'm like 37 years old playing. So I'm saying, sitting in my class, how in the world could they know? So I kept playing my show, and then they kept hollering, sitting in my class. So finally, told the band members, I said, look, man, I don't know how they got this. I said, but I got to sing. So I played it on the piano. I said, you guys just follow me. I started playing it, and they started singing it with me. It brought tears to my eyes. I just didn't understand. And when I came off of the stage, they ran up to me to get my autograph, and a guy had a copy of the record. He said, will you sign my record? When I looked at it, it was a bootleg copy of the record. I saw it almost looked like the record, but it was a bootleg copy. He said, I said, man, where did you get this? He said, I paid 30 quid for this. I said, quid, what's that? He said, pound. I said, 30 pounds? I said, that's like $60 for one 45 record. And this was in 87. And I said to myself, I said, I don't know how. So they were bootlegging me when I was a young kid and didn't even know it. You know, and that's what can happen to you in this game. You know.
You never know. In fact, why don't we get some music happening in this game right here today?
Okay.
And
I like to do a song from my CD right now. It's called Pontiac. It's the city that I grew up in. And I think you might enjoy it. Here we go.
Projects, y'all. Talking about the old and the new. So many people from so many different places. That's why the city's so cool. Oh, talking about Pontiac. So glad to be from this town. Talking about Pontiac. Just a little city, yeah, with a whole lot of heart. I remember as a young boy growing up, I really had lots of fun. Sneaking with the girls at Wilson Elementary School, peeping in the coat closet, peeping in the girls' bathroom, trying to do all the things I wasn't old enough to do. Talk about Frankie Malone, Zion Bone, Captain Daisy, Archie Mason, Catherine Sandra, Barbara Jean Reed, kissing outside behind the school tree. Morella, Belinda, Alina too. So many girls didn't know what to do. Oh, we chased a few. Me, Bird, Billy, and Bulldog too. In Pontiac. So glad from this time. My Pontiac, just a little city, yeah. With a whole lot of heart, yeah. Talking about Pontiac. So glad. Talking about Pontiac. Mr. Durrell Wakefield on the sax, y'all. Told me you can get anything in the world on the corner of Wesson and Bagley Street, Club 88, where Jackie Wilson used to come and say, round the corner, Big Six, shoot them dice and get your kicks. Round the corner, Miss Winnie's hot dog stand. Oh, Booker Gay, y'all, was a main man. And Pontiac, so good. Oh, I'm so glad I'm this time. On my Pontiac, miss so many people. Oh, that's why I'll always come around. I remember Big Willie Black, Miss Ed Pratt, Deidre's my daughter, still sad. Ed my queen, show Miss B, Bonnie Judy, Miss B. Think about Clutch and miss you so much. My grandma Minnie, plus Steve and Chuck, Ernest Bryant, Bessie Moore, J.P. Smoot and J.O. Oh, Lord, my dad's gone, feeling blue. I miss Miss William May Howe too. Reverend Cummins, Minnie his wife. Oh, talking about Pontiac. Ain't enough room on this record to mention all the friends that have passed away from my life. Yeah, talking about Pontiac. So glad. From this time, talking about Pontiac. Talking about Pontiac. My time, talking about Pontiac. So glad I'm from this time. Pontiac. Talking about Pontiac.
Oh, yeah. Whoa.
Like that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we got to give it up for you guys.
It's on the new CD, man. It's called Funny. My name of the CD is Living My Life.
All right.
You can download on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon.com, and all of that good stuff.
Okay, and where can people pick up a physical copy?
You can pick up a physical copy at Street Corner Symphony. And if they don't have it, you can order it. And you can go to a Best Buy and order and CD Baby, tell them that CD Baby has it, and CD Baby will send it. But a lot of people don't want to go in and wait to get nothing to come back to them like that. But you can get it that way, too.
All right. Well, it's great to hear this stuff. This is wonderful. In fact, you've got a long history. You were at Motown Records and Golden World for a long time, weren't you?
Well, I wasn't at Golden World. I was with a company called Prodigal Records. Here's another story. Let me tell you what happened. I don't know. What's that record, Teddy Pendergrass? You say, bad luck. Sometimes just some things happen to you, but, you know, it made me stronger. It made me realize what's really going on in the world. I was with a company called Prodigal Records, who was owned by Barney Ailes. And Barney Ailes used to be executive vice president for Motown back in the 60s and 70s. But he left the company, and then, like Mr. Wingate, he got, I was telling you the story about Golden World. I'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
But he had the fever to get back into business, and he met me. I had this song called Wendy Is Gone out, and on my own label called Setting Sun, and he liked it. So he bought my master and put it on Prodigal. So we got into the top in the Billboard. We were like, 30, 40 with a bullet going to the top of the charts. And all of a sudden, I got a call one night from his son. Said, you hear the news? I said, what news? He said, we're with Motown. I said, what do you mean we're with Motown? My dad sold a company. I said, he didn't sell me. He said, yeah, man, he sold the whole company, everything. And I said, you kidding. And I just couldn't get over that. And so I went to sleep one night with Prodigal Records, woke up the next day with Motown. And so my record was already playing cross-country, doing real good, and all of a sudden, I saw that I wasn't getting played that much anymore, and I was wondering why, just because I went to another company, and so I had to go to Motown, redo my contract, and do all that stuff again, and they never really did push me. I was already on my way with Prodigal, but then I found out that when I went there, they said, I asked Barney Ailes, I said, man, what's going on? Why they not promoting my record? We were already in the Billboard on the top of the charts. He said, well, you know, I can't play favorites here. I said, what do you mean favorites? My record is already happening. But they had Marvin Gaye. They had Jermaine Jackson that went on his own. They had Jerry Butler that went over to Motown. Eddie Kendricks that went on his own. They had about 9 single solo artists that was on their own. David Ruffin that left the Temps and was on his own. So I'm just like a little peon now. I mean, no matter what, even though my record was selling. So anyway, I stayed there about a year and I left, you know. So that's that story.
Okay. And well, we had a listener call in who said the show sounds amazing. She thought last week's show was great, but she didn't think we could top it, and this is amazing. So
tell her thank you. And
yeah, shout out to Lisa.
And get my CD, if you will. Check it out. You'll really love it. If you think this show is great, check the CD out.
All right. Well, we will be playing that CD right here on WHFR from now on. In fact, didn't you just record something just like in the last week?
Yeah, you know what it is? It's a different kind of song. It's different from my groove that I've ever done. It's a rock song, really. And I got to tell you, we wrote this song back in 1987, 88. A man called Ed Wingate. His name was Ed Wingate, and he owned Golden World Records back in the record company back in the 60s. And this was a company that was competing with Motown, right. And to the point where they would hire the Funk Brothers, and Barry Gordy didn't like that. You know, the Funk Brothers was supposed to play Motown stuff, but they were night, you know, doing their thing at night playing sessions with other people. So Ed Wingate had Sweet James, the Fantastic Four, Edwin Starr. He had Pat Lewis, he had J.J. Barnes, the Flaming Embers, San Remo Strings, and a host of other artists. So they were really competing with Motown. Anyway, the story was that Barry came to Mr. Wingate and offered him a deal he couldn't refuse, gave him an offer he couldn't refuse. And so Mr. Wingate sold Golden World to Motown. That's when Edwin Starr came out with 25 Miles. Ah. Before that, Edwin Starr had Agent 00 Soul and Sending Out an S.O.S., Pat Lewis had something into something you can't shake loose. Anyway, he sold the company. So years later, in about 1987, I met Mr. Wingate, and he liked my sound and what I was doing and my writing. So he signed me up and put me on salary with him. And he would make me come down to his house at 7 in the morning, like a job. And we would write songs. And so he'd come up with a title. This particular day, he came up and said, "Hey, boys, we're going to write about the king today." I said, "What king?" "The king of rock and roll." I said, "Elvis." I said, "Elvis?" I said, "Okay, man." We wrote the song. And from that day till now, I've been sleeping on the song. And I said, maybe we need to go on and let the world know about this song. And then the song was entitled, "Nobody Did It Like the King of Rock and Roll." And it's about Elvis. And that, yeah, we just recorded it last week. And we're going to play a little bit of it. Let you check it out. We won't do the whole song for you because it'll be on YouTube next week and be on for download on iTunes and Amazon and CD Baby.
Okay, this is the first time it's been played
anywhere. First time you ever hear it, you know. And these guys, Daryl, the saxophone, he has never heard it. So okay. He's going to just show you how a professional does. Okay,
you want me to play just a little bit?
Yeah, we're going to play most of the song.
You're going to play it?
Yeah, we're going to do it right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Once there was a king who spread his music across the land. His name was Elvis. He was a caring kind of man. He made all the ladies scream and shout out his name. His music was the greatest. That's how he got his claim to fame. Bruce Wayne shoes. Fame came from miles around. Remember how he used to get down. Music will always go on. Nobody did it like the king of rock and roll. Elvis and his music will never go old. Nobody. Rock and roll, yeah. Elvis and his music
Playing for us here today, we have Ronnie, McNair on keyboards and vocals, Daryl Wakefield on saxophone, and Drew Schultz on drums.
Oh. What do you think about that?
That was a professional to be able to wing that live on the air.
Everybody in this room is professional. Come on now.
Yeah, that's the first time we played. I almost forgot a little bit of it. It's a little changed.
Well, I thought you wanted me to play the CD that you brought into that.
Oh, yeah, well, you know, when you can.
Well, okay. You know? Hey, if we got you here live, we'll let you play.
Okay.
That's the main thing. In fact, have you got a website people can check you out at?
RonnieMcNair.com. Yep.
All right. And they can pick up that Nobody Doesn't Like the King next week?
Next week, yeah. Next week around Wednesday of next week, it'll be ready to download. And you can go on YouTube and see the video also.
Okay, have you shot that video
yet?
Yeah,
we shot the video. shot the video, 2 days ago?
So this is all brand new, fresh stuff.
Yeah. And that's the first time I really did like it. So, well, you know, I played the blues before. But that's the first time I did like a rock recorded, really a rock song, R&B rock song like that. But the vision of that man, Mr. Wingate, to have us to write about Elvis like that was something. I mean, you know, it was really, and I'm really thankful because I think the song is going to go big, really.
All right. Well, tell you what, why don't we get some more music going and let's make our audience happy as we can be.
All right.
What are you going to play?
This song is another song from the CD. It's called Tell Me You're Not Fooling Me. Don't know. And there's some things that I've been thinking about. I hope that I'm wrong, babe. In the past, I've had my doubts about you, but I threw them all away, just for the chance to be with you, baby, forever. Tell me you're not fooling.
Oh yeah, we have the single from the CD, man. Yeah, you've got
a,
you've got 13 great songs on this CD, and you've written most of them yourself.
Yeah, we've written them. Two of them. We did a cover of "I Want You" from Marvin Gaye and "Gypsy Woman."
Yeah, from Curtis Mayfield.
Curtis Mayfield.
All right. Well,
when is the last time you heard "Gypsy Woman"?
Oh, it's been a long. It's been a while.
Okay. Well, I tell you what. I'll give you my version of "Gypsy Woman."
Nowhere do a caravan around the campfire light. A lovely woman in motion with hair as dark as night. Her eyes were like that of a cat in the dark that hypnotized. From the fire, her face was all aglow. How she enchanted me. Oh, how I lie. How I like to hold her so near.
This is fabulous. It's Ronnie McNair and Company right here, off his brand new record, "Living My Life." Now, where might people pick that up again?
You can download on CD Baby, iTunes, Amazon.com, Reverb Nation, and you can pick up a copy at Street Corner Symphony here in Detroit, and most of your stores, Target, Best Buy. If you go in there and tell them that you want the record, they'll order it through CD Baby.
All right, and McNair is spelled M-C-N-E-I-R.
Yeah, a lot of people used to pronounce it McNair, and they'd always ask me, you kin to Barbara McNair? But no, we just light skinned. We just two light people. That's all. Most people think I'm Puerto Rican, you know, until they listen to me talk. Then they know I come from the hood.
All right. See? All right. Well, I'll tell you what, we're running down on time. We got about 12 minutes left. You want to get some more music, or you want to tell people anything interesting about your life?
Well, I'd like to say, like to mention some people that have really inspired me. One of my, like I call him, my big brother that I never had, because I got one brother, he's my younger brother. But I've got a lot of big brothers that I never had that have been like brothers to me. But this one in particular was Rinaldo Obie Benson. Oh. And he was one of the four tops, you know. And matter of fact, he wrote What's Going On.
That's right.
And he and I met up, I was about, what, 22 years old, 23 when I met him. And he just took me under his wing like a little brother, and just, so we started writing songs and doing everything. And I mean, he has been like an angel in my life to me. And he passed away, and it's been 6 years now. But it's like I see him every day, you know. I even talk to him. I wake up talking to him. I ride in my car, talk to him. We used to cuss each other. I play the dozens with each other. All of y'all don't know what the dozens is. That's what you, when you talk about each other's mama and daddy. So we would do that and just have fun with all that kind of stuff, you know. And I just like talking about him because he was really great. So I like to do the song that he wrote, in our version of What's Going On. You know?
So you can. everybody thinks we're wrong. Oh, mother, who are they to judge us simply 'cause we're wrong?
Hope you've enjoyed us, y'all. Here with Mr. White. Hanging here, jamming, and then before Community College, y'all. Once again on sax, tenor sax, Mr. Darryl Wakefield. Anytime you want to go out to a Kim concert, y'all, you check him out. He'll be there playing live with you. And also on drums, Mr. Drew Schultz from the Four Top Band. I'm truly yours, I'm Ronnie McNair. I'm on keyboards and vocals. My cousin, Lefty McNair, on bass. He's attached to my arm on my body, but that's all. It's my cousin, Lefty on bass.
What's going on? Tell me what's going on. What's going on?
Brothers and sisters out there in Pontiac, what's going on, y'all? Flint, Grand Rapids, Saginaw.
What's going on, yeah? Tell me what's going on. What's going on?
Oh, yeah. Wow. Oh, yeah.
Oh. Wow. That brought tears to my eyes.
All right, we got Ronnie McNair here in the studio today, along with his company.
Ronnie McNair Company.
Yeah, yeah. Darryl Wingate on...
Darryl Wakefield.
Darryl Wakefield on saxophone, and Drew Schultz on drums. And now, Ronnie, you're heading out with the Four Tops tomorrow, aren't you?
Yeah, we get out here tomorrow morning on the way to Palm Springs.
Well, I want to thank you so much for coming in today and making our day.
Hey, man, it's a pleasure. It's a pleasure.
All right, tell you, we got about 4 minutes left. Can you take us out with something?
We're gonna take you out with a Grady Tate song back in the 70s.
I've got a dream for the world. Peace in the rivers and everywhere. Bridges of steel and love. And cities that smile. Great empty faces walk by, oh yeah. Hands try to hide all the loneliness, lighting their cigarette. Blow time away, yeah. Well, now the lost and annoyed, lonely as wind. People on sidewalks with no place to go, and they learn to understand this world, love that I'm dreaming. This world I'm dreaming. It's a sack for the dream, y'all. Sack for the dream, y'all.
Hey, y'all, we'll see you again. You hear from us again. We'll be back. Once again, Darryl Wakefield on tenor sax, Drew Schultz on drums. You're truly running back in. Pick up my new CD, Living My Life. Download cdbaby.com, iTunes, Amazon.com, Reverb Nation. symphony. And just to get enthusiasm going, you go to Target, Best Buy, and ask for it. They can put it on the shelf. Anyway, we're out of here, y'all. Sack full of dreams. My sack full of dreams. My sack full of dreams. Sack full of dreams. Lost in love. Lonely as wind. People on sidewalks with no place to go.
Oh, my, my, my. Oh, thank you so much, Ronnie. This has been a fabulous show. I want to remind everybody, you're listening to WHFR Dearborn, where we're making waves every day and night. This is part of our five-year anniversary for the Motor Live Drive at 5 with our 225th performance. Right now, stay tuned for Old Time Radio Mystery Theater.
Radio Mysteries. For the next hour, let WHFR take you back in time to the days when mystery radio drama was king. You'll hear shows like Suspense, The Inner Sanctum, The Obsession, The Weird Circle, Whistler, Mysterious Traveler, and so much more. Back to those mysterious dramas that were almost too scary to listen to in the dark of night. So, if you dare, WHFR now presents